Looking at psychological unmet needs, women can experience traumatic stress levels, feelings of fear, anxiety and worry. And I have read one study that said that their traumatic stress can be as significant as those who have a sort of shooting or that kind of traumatic stress associated with sort of an urgent event. Up to 50% of women with metastatic disease can experience clinically significant mood disturbance, and this can be a persistent problem in a third. And as many of you may know, the sort of assessment of psychological need is rarely done in this population routinely, so sometimes that's hard to detect, and women are coping with mood disturbance, particularly sort of low mood and depression, with little intervention. There has been quite a lot written about psychological interventions for women, particularly around, it came from David Spiegel in Stanford University in California, and has always looked at the supportive expressive group therapy for women. And it's shown to have some benefits. improve mood, lessen distress, reduce feelings of helplessness. And there was evidence to suggest that it could also increase survival. A study he did back in the late 80s, I think, women who had supportive expressive group therapy lived 18 months longer than those who didn't. But many people have since tried to replicate that and haven't managed to do so. So when they looked at a Cochrane review of the intervention, suggested there was a short-term benefit, but these were not necessarily maintained to the long-term, and that survival wasn't one of the outcomes.